Good morning. This is Pastor Rice, Good Samaritan Baptist Church. We was out of town on the 17th of December, Sunday morning, and so we were actually in Culpeper, Virginia, visiting Beverly's sister. And so I wasn't there for our church service, but I do want to make this recording of the penny pulpit that came out of that, what I would have preached had I been there. That's what this is, two of the penny pulpits that came out of that. What the Bible says, Good Samaritans, penny pulpit by Pastor Ed Rice. In God's economy, sheep and shepherds are held in high regard. In the first advent, God used shepherds abiding in the field by night, as shepherds do during spring lambing season, as his primary heralds, altogether fitting for the Lamb of God. He could have sent announcing angels to the priests, who were in charge of the only God-ordained religion of the whole world, or to scribes, Pharisees, and lawyers. He did not. He sent them to shepherds, sheep pastorers, called pastors. They had the time, curiosity, initiative, and networking to announce his birth to the commoner. He still uses pastors for that. And the Bible teaches that every believer should have one, not a priest, nor a clergy, but a pastor. Got one? Pray for one. God concerns himself for sheep with no shepherd. The Bible says, set a man over the congregation which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. Numbers 27. And again, then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. 2 Chronicles 18. And again, and they were scattered because there was no shepherd. Ezekiel 34:5. And, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. That's speaking of Jesus in Matthew 9, verse 36. Of course, Christ is God's good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep, John 10, and Psalms 22. He is God's great shepherd of the sheep, to whom be glory forever and ever, Hebrews 13, and Psalms 23, and God's chief shepherd that shall appear, 1 Peter 5, and Psalms 24. God's people need a shepherd. You need a pastor. God bless. The Emmanuel Lamb, what the Bible says, Good Samaritans, penny pulpit by Pastor Ed Rice, message number 2352 for the year 2023. In God's high regard for sheep and shepherds, it is prudent to consider that he sent his only begotten Son as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1, 29 and 36. And he said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory, Revelation 5. In Genesis 3, God first required a lamb for a man. where coats of skins clothed them. Then in Exodus 12, a provocative picture of the Passover lamb, according to 1 Corinthians 5, he is our Passover lamb. There he required a lamb for a house. In Leviticus 16, God required a lamb for a nation. And Aaron shall offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people and make atonement for himself and for the people. 700 years before Christ came, God, through Isaiah, described the vicarious sacrifice of Christ. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, and shall be satisfied. My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. All verses out of Isaiah 53. And thus it was that John the Baptist could introduce the Son of God as the Lamb of God. The Father, who calls the sheep of his pasture, who calls us the sheep of his pasture, sent his Son to be the Passover lamb. The Apostle John reports, the Word was God and was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:1-14. Emmanuel, God clothed with flesh, for God incarnate, came to this earth to be your Savior. Praise his holy name. Appropriately, we celebrate his birth.